Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Simangane, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Fantabulous. Now, Webb, existing studies have found a high correlation between adolescent abuse and becoming a problem drug user in adulthood. Therefore, it can be inferred that many problem drug users start abusing drugs at an early age. Now, is this something that praying, Bible reading, church going families need to be concerned about? Surely, but drugs, as they say, are for those other kids out there.
Yes. Bible reading, church-going families need to be concerned about this issue. Because you see, at the heart of this drug problem is the question is, you talk about the correlation and it relates more like to abuse. But we think that maybe church-going people or Bible reading people, maybe they live in a flowery environment, there's no abuse and all that. But we must also be conscious to the fact that even in a normal homestead, at the core of drug abuse is the aspect of pleasure. So pleasure becomes the thing that a child is attracted to as they grow. From regardless of your background, regardless of where you grow up, this is something that can actually affect you as a child. And it has been shown that at times, even in homes, you know, people that are church going and all that, children are sometimes neglected. They are not given that guidance that they need to help them overcome, you know, the temptation towards drugs.
Yeah.
You know, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So, yeah, indeed, this is an issue that can be of concern even in families that read the Bible and go to church.
Yeah. At what age do we need to start children about, the effects of drugs?
Well, when children start understanding cause and effect, we need to start introducing drugs, you know. But I know today we need to emphasize, especially at the adolescent stage, because it is shown that children are now a target, particularly primary going children, kids. They are now a target for drug initiation. So they need to be taught and understand the relationship, what you put in and its impact in your body and stuff like that, and also introducing the drugs and effects and consequences thereof.
Mm. Yeah, you know, interestingly, you may start them early. Is that a proof? Proof to secure them, to prove them from drug use later?
Yeah, actually, maybe I should also highlight this. You know, I think as we say that at the core of drug use, it's an element is the issue of the desire for pleasure. Mm-hmm. We want to highlight that as a child is growing up, they must actually be taught to be self-discipline, mm-hmm. Self-denial. From an infancy stage. So when they learn a principled lifestyle, you know, living on based on principles, being able to make their decisions on some of these things, choice of friends and places they need to go, what not to do, and to avoid, the experiments, you know, kids love fun and experimenting with this and that, if they can be taught to have skills to overcome peer pressure and temptations from friends to have fun, that can actually essentially enable them and help them to overcome that the temptation to get into drugs.
Mm. Yeah. And so if they later get into that, because I mean, we've heard or seen many children who have been taught, you know, our Pathfinder adventure curriculum teaches against drug abuse, etc. They even have pictures to show and everything. And some of them end up users.
Exactly. In fact, yeah, you bring up that very important point. You know, like I've said, one of the things that I know, I've dealt with young people, I have seen, you know, they're at a stage where they like to experiment. They like to try things, you know, that whole peer pressure thing. There is always that you may have done your best as a parent, but then, you know, at camp and sometimes even at church, their friends will call them to the side, hey, let's try this. Nowadays, there's what we call vaping, which is promoted as very healthy or they will promote it as something that is not very dangerous, you know? So those small habits introduce them to wanting to have a little more, and they find themselves even in more dangerous drugs, you know? So. Yes, the truth of the matter, you may have done your best, but always you want to leave them with the teaching or with skills to eventually get to a point where they know, but now this is too much, and have that conscience that they don't want to go in it. Knowledge is power. When they know it, it also somehow will help them to retrace their tracks and maybe find themselves getting out before they are deep in the waters.
Yeah, true. Now, sometimes, you know, the efforts by society, the church, etc., to discourage young people from any destructive behavior, including drug use, leads them more curious about it. They want to see what's going to happen. So what's the best way or a more effective way of teaching them? Because, you know, when you say, don't do that, they get more curious. And they want to see, oh, okay, let's then see. So they've got curious minds. So what would you say is the best way to teach about this subject to young people?
You know, like I'm saying, in an ideal situation, you're looking at a family where you say from infancy, they teach these principles of self-denial, you know, self-control, you know, being able to connect cause and effect and leading by example, making sure as a parent, because I think parents have to play a key role in protecting the child, that the child doesn't have too much idle time. Even in the choices that they make of friends, where you take them. I think even sometimes as parents, we find ourselves teaching them because, you see, we get so busy. It's a stage where the parents themselves are so busy trying to make ends meet, you know, building wealth and stuff like that. And, you know, we don't pay attention also to meeting certain you know, emotional needs of children. So they find themselves now being, you know, attracted to, you know, trying these other things. And yes, I should also highlight that it's important for the child to know the consequences. We can show them and take them to places, you know, let them be able to connect and see what actually drugs can do. So that when they get to the enjoyment part, you know, the pleasure of enjoying it, they must know, though, that that is the end. And I think information should start getting to them early also in terms of the effects of these drugs in their body, particularly for them at a young age. They must know how it impacts their mind, their brain, their development. They must know, you know, at least have that information, and without necessarily in a way promoting the drug itself and, you know, making it a bit appealing to them. I think the balance is not to make it so exciting. You know, sometimes the way you teach something, you make it look appealing, you know. I think that's the question you're asking. I think it's the way we package the message, and just make it very realistic and help them see cause and effect, the consequences, and, you know, the results of actually drug abuse.
Yeah. Lastly, how common is the drug epidemic among children in general? But that's the first part, and the second part about among children in the church, particularly.
Yeah, man, this is becoming a problematic issue because I know the statistics in Botswana are showing that for children who are found in the line of drug, even in the line of drug sales, you know, the traffickers themselves, you find even now they are using children.
My goodness.
It's prevalent, and even in primary schools, we have reports that even KET is very much available in there. Kids are using it, so it's there in the society. And the kids themselves, I've interacted and asked kids, because I've written the book Deadly Happiness, and in the process of doing that, I wanted to understand whether it's a relevant issue, you know, and whether it's really a problem, not only in the society, but even in the church. Mm-hmm. And I realized that parents in the church, some are in denial. The children will be honest and tell you, I have seen these drugs. I have seen this. My friends have tasted this. I've been tempted to try cocaine. And primary school, my brother, primary school. So it's even our children in the church. In camps, you have incidences where our children are found also holding vapes and things like that. So it's something that we cannot ignore, whether it's society or church community.
Man, yeah, it doesn't look pretty at all. Now, you're a book author, of course, and I think you mentioned just a few moments ago, a children's book author. So how's the book series aimed to reach the children and the community, particularly with regards to drug awareness using the book?
Yes. Our latest work is Deadly Happiness, and it's a book aimed at empowering kids. We talk about prevention. Better is better than cure. So we highlight in this book, in a story format, you know, the effects, the consequences. And then we also bring out the issue of, is there hope? You know, we try to answer the question. Is there hope for a child or for someone who may have gone in there? Yes, we show, you know, the dangers of it, you know, that they can be loss of life, you know, and stuff like that, you know. You can get yourself into serious trouble, but we also show that there is hope and help can be found for a young person or a child who may find themselves in drugs. So that book specifically is trying to address this, and already we published it a month ago, and it's already gaining ground. The parents are loving even reading it themselves. They feel they are enlightened, they're empowered, they are getting to see some light in it. I've had friends who themselves were into drugs, and God has helped them to come out. They are testifying that they think they love the concept and how I brought up some of the key issues. It's not exhaustive, but we just thank God that at least it's communicating something in the community. That one is specifically targeted towards empowering and fighting against drugs.
And what is their target age group?
The target age group is 8 to 12. But interesting enough, 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds love it.
Lovely.
Yeah, they've enjoyed it. And those with the younger kids, they say, well, we want to read this and start discussing with the kids. So, yeah. But it's for that primary age group.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Simangane, for joining us this afternoon. Truly, truly a wonderful conversation we've just had. I do know that many parents who are listening will actually raise interest about this particular topic. In fact, we all want to safeguard our children. And where do they get this work?
We still, as I said, we published it a month ago.
I see.
We want to work on getting it into our bookshops and stuff. So
lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think they can get it from me. I don't know if you'll share my contacts with them.
Well, you can share them on air if you don't mind.
Okay. My WhatsApp number is +267 7181 7977. +267 7181 7977.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Zama.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.